Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Amanda. Today we are going accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, and of course, Indonesian pop songs. Listener, we begin with the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Amanda. First, the headlines. Jokowi hopes Eid will cement national unity. Exodus takes place smoothly 2 days before Eid al-Fitri. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo extended Eid al-Fitri greetings to all Muslims in the nation and hoped the holidays could become a momentum to cement the spirit of unity and relations. As quoted by Tempo.co, President in a release date Monday, June 3, 2019, said that Happy Eid al-Fitri. He would like to ask all people forgiveness physically and emotionally. He also invited all Muslims to use the Eid al-Fitri as a momentum to strengthen unity and relations as a nation. With the spirit of Eid al-Fitri, Jokowi called on Indonesian people to build a better, more prosperous, and more developed country. Jokowi also appealed to residents returning to their hometowns to exercise caution and prayed for the safety during their journeys. Based on monitoring by the Transportation Ministry, the seasonal exodus in a number of places along toll roads and conventional roads as well as through seaports took place smoothly on Monday, 2 days before Eid al-Fitri. As quoted by the JakartaPost.com, the ministry's executive head of the National Eid al-Fitri Transportation Command, Sigit Irfancha, said that based on monitoring in a number of places, the traffic along conventional roads had dropped drastically. He also said the ministry had 8 maintained monitoring places on Java, namely one in Banteng Merak, 3 in West Java, Sadang, Balongandu, and Ranca Ekek, and 4 in Central Java, Purpuk, Pejagan, Tegal, and Kedal. Based on the monitoring, the traffic declined drastically in all the places. Indonesia's competitiveness rank went up from 40 in 2018 to 32 in 2019, according to a research by the IMD World Competitiveness Yearbook, or WSY. Analysts said that President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, must take improvement measures in response to the rank hike. As quoted by Tempo.co, Toto Pranoto, Managing Director of the University of Indonesia's Institute of Management of the Faculty of Economics, said that Indonesia still had challenges to face in 2019. He mentioned 5 main challenges covering sluggish economic growth and credit expansion, lack of reinforcements in basic industries, inconsistencies in policies enactment and law enforcement, the need to improve workers' competence and expertise, as well as the need to change the government structure post the elections. He said answering these challenges requires equal efforts to continue improving Indonesia's competitiveness. South Sumatra Light Rapid Transit, or LRT, will add 6 trips, increasing to 58 trips daily until 8:32 p.m. local Indonesia time, starting June 7, 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, PT KAI Div Regional 3 Palembang Public Relations Manager Ida Suryanti in a written statement in Jakarta on Monday said that as the commitment to providing the best service for the community and answering the need for mass transportation that is free of traffic jams and comfortable with affordable prices starting June 7, 2019, South Sumatra LRT is adding 6 trips. The time of the first LRT train begins at 4:48 local Indonesia time and continues until 8:32 p.m. local Indonesia time, with the last departure from the airport station at 7:30 p.m. local Indonesia time and arriving at DJKA station at 8:32 p.m. local Indonesia time. Ida explained that the addition of 6 LRT trips provided an opportunity for longer time for the community to use the LRT from 52 trips a day to 58 trips per day, which would make it easier for passengers to travel safely, free of traffic, and at affordable prices. The Association of Indonesian Hotels and Restaurants in the Special Region of Yogyakarta estimated that occupancy rates of star hotels in the area will reach 90% during the IDE 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Istijab, chairman of Danu Nagoro Association of Indonesian Hotels and Restaurants in Yogyakarta, on Monday said that with the peak of IDE holiday season, occupancy can reach up to 90%. Istijab further explained during Ramadan that hotel is quiet, stagnant, except for iftar events in 3-, 4-, and 5-star hotels. As in previous years, according to Istijab, meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibition or MICE activities by several ministries are the largest hotel revenue sources in Yogyakarta. The task force of the Wanara Sakti 643 Mechanical Battalion has foiled an attempt to smuggle in second clothes worth 50 million rupiah from Malaysia at Berjongkok Highway in Sambas District, West Kalimantan Province over the weekend. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Commander of the Mechanical Battalion Infantry Major Agung Prihanto on Monday explained that the task force confiscated 18 sacks of second clothes aboard a truck from a resident of Sanggu Ledo of Bangkayang District. The seizure occurred on Friday at around 6 p.m. West Indonesian time, when a suspicious truck was moving past the Pantas Berjongkok Task Force post from Jagoy Babang to Sambas. The security personnel found that second clothes when they checked the truck. Since the owner of the clothes failed to produce an official document, they confiscated the truck and arrested the suspect, identified by his initials as AH, for further legal process. PT Pembangkitan Jawa Bali or PTPJB has ensured that the electricity supply from all generating units runs continuously during the 2019 IDE celebration by preparing IDE alert posts to anticipate any disturbances. As quoted by Antara News Agency President Director of PT PGB Iwan Agung Firstantara in his press statement in Surabaya on Monday explained that the readiness of PGB during Lebaran is part of the commitment to continue to illuminate the country. He said all generating units owned by PT Pembangkitan Jawa Bali will hold a Lebaran alert post for the smooth supply of quality electricity that we produce. He added that the alert post would place PGB employees on guard 24/7 hours per week, and not only in the generating unit but also at the head of office in Surabaya. Listener, that was the news. Listener, today's commentary is about Idul Fitri Momentum to Strengthen Unity and Brotherhood. It will be presented by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The topic of today's commentary is Idul Fitri is a momentum to strengthen unity and brotherhood. The Indonesian government has set 1 Sawal 14th for the Hijriah on June 5, 2019. This means that in Indonesia, which is prominently Muslims, Muslims are going to jointly celebrate Idul Fitri on that day. For Muslims all over the world, Idul Fitri reflects a victory over a month-long struggle to resist lust. Welcoming this special day, in particular, President of Republic of Indonesia Joko Widodo congratulated Idul Fitri to the people of Indonesia. In his message, he prayed for the safety of those who return home to celebrate Idul Fitri and stay in touch with all their families, neighbors, and friends. Homecoming is a typical tradition for some Indonesians, especially those who live in cities. But more interestingly, he suggests making Idul Fitri as a medium to strengthen the unity and brotherhood among Indonesian people. President Joko Widodo also calls on all Indonesians with a clean heart after undergoing fasting and a bit to build a better, more advanced and more prosperous Indonesian nation. This year's Idul Fitri for Indonesia is a special value because Indonesia just held a special, as you say, presidential and legislative election on 17th April. The national election results was already announced by the General Election Commission KPU on May 21, 2019. Candidate first, Joko Widodo Ma'ruf, won the election with 55.50%, defeating candidate Fair Prabowo Subianto Sandiaga Uno. The determination of the 2019 presidential election winner is still awaiting the outcome of the dispute trial, which is scheduled to be announced on June 15, 2019. The appeal of President Joko Widodo to re-strengthen unity and brotherhood as a nation has enormous meaning, because since September 2018 until the announcement of the election, some Indonesians have different choices with fanatism towards each of the candidates they supported. In a recent word to support their candidates on social media is also very sharp. It's very appropriate in his Idul Fitri message that President Joko Widodo appeals for all Indonesians to strengthen unity and brotherhood as one of the foundations for the Unitary Republic of Indonesia to become a strong and advanced country. The president's appeal must be sounded. We do not expect someone's fanatism to defeat his or her obligation to build the Indonesian nation and stay towards being peaceful and prosperous. Idul Fitri 14th, 40 Hijriah becomes the right moment for the Indonesian nation with a clean heart and full of determination to strengthen brotherhood and unity towards a strong nation and to play a major role regionally and globally, especially in every effort to create peace. Happy celebrating Idul Fitri for all Muslims in the world. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, if you want to find out more information about historic events that happened on the 4th of June, let's listen to our program Today in History. It will be presented by Anna Trijaya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, I'll start with June the 4th, 1917. Pulitzer Awards is first presented. The Pulitzer Prize is an award that is considered the highest in the field of print journalism in the United States. This award is also given for achievements in the fields of literature and musical compositions. The first Pulitzer Prize was awarded on June 4, 1917, and since then it has been awarded every year in April. The recipients were chosen by an independent body officially regulated by Columbia University Journalism School in the United States. This award was created by Joseph Pulitzer, a Hungarian-American journalist and publisher in the late 19th century.
Returning to June 4, 1962, the first Indonesian National Army parachutist jumped in West Irian. When West Irian was still under the control of the Netherlands Indies government, Indonesia deployed a number of troops to seize it, including in Merauke, led by Major L.B. Murdani, precisely on June 4, 1962, in Tanah Miring district, approximately 25 kilometers from Merauke city. To commemorate the incident, a monument was made by the Merauke regional government. I'll end today in history with the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests, or the 6-4 incident, or Tiananmen Square massacre. The Tiananmen Square protest was a series of student-led demonstrations held at Tiananmen Square in Beijing, the People's Republic of China, between April the 15th to June the 4th, 1989. These protests were aimed at economic instability and political corruption, which then spread to pro-democracy demonstrations that were indeed something that is not yet common in authoritarian China. More than 3,000 people died as a result of the action by armed forces. Well, that was Today in History. I'm Anantri Jayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta to the world.
was the first song entitled Seribu Tahun Lamanya by J Acoustic. Listener, you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will highlight an issue about Indonesia successfully presides international meeting to encourage achievement of intellectual property protection in our program My Indonesia. It will be presented by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program My Indonesia. The title of today's My Indonesia is Indonesia successfully presides international meeting to encourage achievement of intellectual property protection. Indonesia successfully presided an international meeting to encourage immediate attainment of intellectual property protection of genetic resources, traditional knowledge and expression of traditional culture. The meeting was attended by more than 50 state representatives, representatives of industry, international NGOs, and international engineering organizations. As reported through kemlo.co.id, the event was opened by permanent representative of Indonesia to the United Nations, WTO, and other international organizations in Geneva by Ambassador Hassan Kleve in Switzerland. The holding of this conference strengthens Indonesian leadership in relation to the issues of protection of genetic resources, traditional knowledge, and expression of traditional culture that has been proven since 2008 when Indonesia played a leading role as a coordinator of the 58-member like-minded group of countries, LMCs, from Asia, Africa, and Latin America. Ambassador Hassan Kleve, in his opening speech at the international conference, said that the main objective of organizing this international conference was to encourage the ratification of international agreements on the protection of genetic resources, traditional knowledge, and expression of traditional culture, and to ensure follow-up mandate negotiation to ratify the agreement. According to Ambassador Hassan Kleve, Indonesia is a country rich in genetic resources, mega biodiversity country, and traditional culture and knowledge. The protection of genetic resources, traditional knowledge, and expression of traditional culture is part of Indonesian national priorities that need to be dealt with. Indonesia is one of the 17 mega diversity countries of the world, which has diversity of flora with more than 20,000 species and fauna of more than 350,000 species, as well as cultural knowledge and expression more than 7,000. The value of global trade in genetic resources, traditional knowledge, and expression of traditional culture each year reaches more than $800 billion and contributes to the national economy income. Without the recognition or the protection of international intellectual property over genetic resources, traditional knowledge, and expression of traditional culture, genetic and cultural resources of Indonesia might be misused and utilized by foreign parties. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
That was Monita with her song entitled Ingatlah or Remember. Listener, keep streaming The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will enrich your understanding about Indonesian culture, tourism destinations, and other traditions in Indonesia. For this edition, we have a special segment, Indonesian Wonder, in which we are going to inform you about one of the mosques in East Java, Indonesia, called Darussalam Mosque.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we introduce you to Darussalam Mosque in East Java. Visiting a mosque is one of interesting tourist activities in the month of Ramadan. As a country with the largest Muslim population in the world, Indonesia certainly has many mosques that can be visited. This time, we invite you to travel to East Java to visit Darussalam Mosque. The mosque is one of the oldest mosques in Mojokerto and became witness to the development of Islam during the Dutch colonial era. The location is on Jalan Raya Gemekan, Soko District, Mojokerto. Darussalam Mosque, which was built by Regent of Mojokerto Raden Adipati Aryo Kromojoyo Adinegoro, with his own finance in 1893, still strongly stands until nowadays. The construction inscriptions installed inside of the mosque tell the building process of the mosque. The first milestone was conducted by Regent Kromojoyo on January 15, 1893. The building of the mosque is very simple. Earlier, the mosque was only the main building and two ablution rooms for male and female. Then in 1990, the mosque was renovated in many parts of the building, such as the door, floor, veranda, and additional praying room for female. There are several parts of the mosque that are still maintained as the original building, namely the four main pillars that support the building of the mosque, the joglo for echoing azan, the podium for preaching, the unique staircase to the prayer hall on the second floor, the ablution room at the southern side of the mosque. In general, the mosque was built with towers for calling prayer outside the main building. Darussalam Mosque has stairs which precisely located at the middle of the main room and to the second floor called joglo. The joglo functioned as the place for echoing azan, but since it has completed with speaker, this room is no longer used. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. insan sedang jatuh cinta. Mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang, sedang jatuh cinta. Mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang, sedang jatuh cinta. Mengapa semua begitu indah dilihat, begitu sedap dipandang,
just listen to the third song by Hedi Yunus entitled Prahara Cinta or The Conflict of Love. For the next segment, I'm going to provide you information about Indonesian language. Let's learn Bahasa Indonesia in a fun and easy way through vocabulary and conversation. This segment is a joint initiative between Voice of Indonesia and also Language Cultivation and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education of Republic of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Teh Manis, or in English, Sweet Tea. Stay tuned. Next Next is a conversation about teh manis, or in English, sweet tea. Location at Joko's house. Joko's family is celebrating Lebaran. Tony helps Joko and Dinda to prepare foods and sweet tea. Dinda tastes the sweet tea.
Tehnya kurang manis.
Oh, aku akan ambilkan gula.
Hah, biar aku saja.
Oke, tadi gulanya aku simpan di dekat kompor. Maaf.
Listener, after the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, teh manis or sweet tea. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Tehnya kurang manis. Tehnya kurang manis. In English, the tea is less sweet. Gula. Gula. In English, sugar. Aku akan ambil gula. Aku akan ambil gula. In English, I will take sugar. Biar aku saja. Biar aku saja. In English, let me take it. Tadi gulanya aku simpan di dekat kompor. Tadi gulanya aku simpan di dekat kompor. In English, I put the sugar near the stove. Listener, in a dialogue, Dinda said, biar aku saja, when Tony will take the sugar. The expression is used to express willingness to help other person, but it is usually used in an informal situation. For example, biar saya saja yang memotong kue. Biar dia saja yang mengambil pisau. In the conversation you've just listened, tehnya kurang manis. Nya, at the word tehnya, has definite meaning. Format of the sentence like this is usually found in a daily speaking. Another example, Tony said, garpunya tidak ada, means Tony did not find the fork he was looking for. Listener, if you are at a restaurant and ask for sweet tea, but not too sweet, you can say, gulanya sedikit saja, or in English, just a little bit sugar. If you do not want to use sugar at all, you can ask waiters for a sugarless tea by saying teh tawar. Well, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Tehnya kurang manis.
Oh, aku akan ambilkan gula.
Hah, biar aku saja.
Oke, tadi gulanya aku simpan di dekat kompor. Maaf.
As an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name, the name of the tourism object, the location, and the weather in that place. And please convey more information if any. For example, alamat rumah saya adalah Jalan Jambu nomor 4. Warna rumah saya putih dengan pagar berwarna hitam. Rumah saya mempunyai 2 lantai. Di depan rumah saya ada pohon mangga. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
That was Reza with her song entitled Pertama or the First One. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, I'm going to take you to know more about Indonesian music. This segment will present you ST12 with their song entitled Dunia Pasti Berputar. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition of Music Corner, we present to you a religious song entitled Dunia Pasti Berputar by Charlie ST12. The song Dunia Pasti Berputar was composed by Charlie ST12. The lyric of the song tells about life is like a wheel, beginning from the upper side, then turned down, and vice versa. The lyric also has advice on the philosophy of life to always remember the Creator. The religious song Dunia Pasti Berputar is very universal. It can be enjoyed by anyone, especially the music lovers. The song has a simple music arrangement with string orchestra to look more luxurious and modern. It is appropriated composition of song, both the lyric and music. The song Dunia Pasti Berputar included in the ST12 album entitled Pangeran Cinta, released in May 2010. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Dunia Pasti Berputar by ST12. Enjoy the song.
Saatnya semua harus berubah, ingat pasti bertukar. Kita harus siap hadapi semua, ikhlaskan segalanya, jalani semua yang ada di dunia. Saatnya semua harus berubah, ikhlaskan segalanya, jalani semua yang ada. Oh, dunia pasti berputar, ada saatnya semua harus berubah. Pasti bertukar, kita harus siap hadapi semua, ikhlaskan segalanya, jalani semua yang semua harus berubah, ingat pasti berubah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you very much, listener, for streaming and listening to our program, English Terrestrial Broadcasting Program on Voice of Indonesia. Please give us your suggestion and criticism through our social media platforms. You can also send us your email or, for example, reception report to our email address, voi@voinews.id. And don't forget to check out our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter account @voiindonesia. Have a nice listening.